Maybe he's only a little crazy, like painters.
I paint my toenails, everything. Paint the walls, I'm silly. I love it.
Go to work, I paint somebody's house. They're excited about it. This is the dream.
Did you eat a lot of paint chips when you were a kid? Why?
So if you've been following the conversation, we've now removed the doors and drawers from
doors. Correct. Doors and
Betsy's
drawers
home.
Are taken to the shop. They're stripped, sanded to bare wood. So it's a restoration. We're not putting paint on your cabinetry. We're actually taking it down to the bare wood, and then from there, any color is, you know, could be put on as far as an oil-based stain or an opaque lacquer at that point. Then we're ready. We call our client, let them know that we're going to be coming into their home. Typically, it takes a day and a half to get it all prepped out because we're spraying in their home.
You don't take the cabinet boxes out, but you obviously need to get the cabinets to look the same as your doors and drawers.
Exactly. We're doing the same process that we're doing at the shop. We're doing it in-house. So the prepping is going to take quite some time. Also, you know, we're spraying in their home. So again, the steps are the same in the shop, and colors are unlimited.
And start to finish?
Typically, we're looking around 3 to 4 weeks, actually, depending on how intricate the stripping is and the profile of the doors. We really need time to get it down to the bare wood.
But the nice thing about a refinishing option is with the drawers and doors gone, you can still function in that kitchen. It may not look great.
Correct.
And you'll probably find yourself cleaning and organizing more than you have been
exactly.
when you're putting things away. But you still have... You don't need to relocate any of your spices, your drinkware, your dishes. It all stays in place.
Well, actually, what we recommend is that's a good time to, you know,
clean it out.
Yes, exactly. and typically the client uses that time to do that. What we prefer,
because when you do come back and spray that 2 days, you'll need to get everything.
You don't want to leave. We prefer an empty box.
Where you're spraying.
Exactly. Because we are covering the openings, all openings. Everything is prepped and covered. The only thing that we're exposing is the wood to be sprayed or stained. And so we do take over the areas that the kitchen, so a lot of times we're doing hallways, cabinets, laundry, bathrooms. So a lot of times our clients choose to give us the house for, you know, 2-3 days.
Go take a little vacation.
Yes.
Rent a hotel somewhere.
Yeah.
Now, she plans on living there a long time.
Yes.
So she can do this very gradually. She can get that done, then pick out her floors, and then pick out her appliances. And it's not something that needs to be done all right away, which is really nice because you're not torn up the whole time.
Correct. And working with us, working with designers and builders and working in the custom finishing industry, the most important thing to us is getting the client what they need and their wants. A lot of that is design. So I love to work with clients and on color. And when we pull doors, if we're able to work for Betsy, I highly recommend she has to come to the shop, and we're going to get her color down. If it is not her color, we're going to strip it back down again or use another door, and we're going to get what she wants before we continue further staining or putting any lacquer color on.
Well, we'll get y'all in touch off air and let y'all finish answering Betsy's question. We're going to get to Ken at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you, who wants to talk about his cabinets in his home in Rio Rico. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning. What I'm really looking for is it's a cabinet. This is in my bathroom. I've got green laminate countertops. You know, my house was, you know, I bought it in 75, and I don't like green, okay? And when I was at the home show, which you gave me free tickets to, and there was a thing there that was called super glaze or permaglaze or something on changing the laminate into looking a little granite looking or whatever, okay? And they said they'd guarantee it for 5 years. What is your experience on that type of stuff? You know, I'm 70 plus years old, and, you know, if I make 5 years, I'll be lucky, but I, you know, would like to make sure I'm getting something that's going to hang in there.
Is that a laminate cabinet, or are we talking countertop?
Countertop in the bathroom with the built-in sink.
Okay. So you're wanting to
paint it. Paint the plastic laminate.
Okay. That's something that is not our wheelhouse. I'm not familiar with a product that will adhere to a laminate without scratching. I'm sure there is.
I believe the guy. I think it is permaglaze, and I do believe that guy is actually from Tucson. I think it was actually created right there in Tucson.
Oh wow!
And I believe they spray it on top of ceramic tile in tub surrounds.
Oh wow!
And on top of plastic laminate. I have to say, Ken, I don't have any experience knowing its veracity as to guaranteeing it for 5 years. But he's been around a long time, if it's the guy I'm thinking of. And certainly he could provide you with homeowners' names from 5 years and 2 months ago. Those would be the people I would call.
Give him 6 years.
Okay.
Give him six.
Yeah, 6 years.
All give right. him six.
Okay.
And yes, I found their website. I'll get it to our call screener. They'll make sure. We'll have our Tucson rep, Noel, go check it out and see if what she thinks about it as well, just to make sure we're getting the best accurate current information we can. We appreciate the call. In addition to cabinet refinishing, y'all do a lot of other different type of wall
coatings,
finishings.
Yes, correct. And a lot of it is, we go from basic paint. We typically don't do white paint.
There's enough people out there that can apply
exactly,
white paint.
Exactly, yeah. Basically, we're helping the homeowner design, or designers. We work for a lot of designers that we're putting on color. So we go from base painting to glazes on those wall finishes, which is faux finishing. And there's a variety of different styles of faux finishing. Mainly, I personally prefer the more elegant, soft glazes on painted surfaces. And then we go into Venetian plasters, which is one of my favorites. And we tend to use multiple layers of different colors on plasters of the Venetian. And then also we do clay, American clay plaster also.
Are the Venetians or clays clear sealed once you're done? Or are they left natural?
I as far as Venetian plaster, I like using the acrylics. I think they're a little bit more durable and easy to touch up for us.
Okay.
My home is an acrylic Venetian plaster, and it is not sealed. Now, in the bathrooms, I highly recommend to do a wax. We could do a clear wax.
Okay.
Yeah. Or again, working with different colors and getting different hues, I tend to like to mix color in my waxes to give a little bit more depth to those areas. Sometimes in the powder room, you could go out of the box a bit and do something a little interesting in design.
It's hard to visualize a little bit of what we're talking about. I would encourage those of you who are listening, get to rosieonthehouse.com, to the Find a Trusted Partner. Find Ray of Light under painting. Direct it to their website. I mean, the pictures y'all have on your website, I mean, this is like Sistine Chapel type work.
And actually, I think y'all are under cabinets is where we have y'all listed right now.
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah. And I'm going there right now in real time. Those plaster looks, when she was talking about something that's not trendy, something that earth textures and earth tone colors, that might be a trend at one time, but it is a timeless look.
It is a timeless look. And again, depending on the character of your home, if you have a Tuscan or Mediterranean home, whether it, regardless of what region that it's mimicking, the Spanish, Italy type style home, or the Santa Fe, those homes are typically done, a lot of our customs are done in plaster. Again, they're very timeless, but also, Romy, we've been in homes that here in PV that are very contemporary, and we've done Venetian plaster in a contemporary style that is, again, timeless. So I think it's all on the finisher and the design and how they know how to use the material in order to create a design that is appropriate for the home, to give it that personality.
And I think what Rosie was asking on finishing touches and coating the plasters and everything is, I'm looking at some of the work y'all do, and the first thought is, there's no way I'd have that kind of finish with kids or dogs or animals.
Yeah, I am pretty amazed that sometimes, it's a young couple with a lot of kids, and I'm designing for them, and I'm suggesting maybe why don't we do the hallways and living areas a paint and glaze, much more easier to maintain and touch up. But I'm amazed that they will go throughout the entire house with the Venetian plaster. But again, I would suggest not to do a coating in order for the finisher to enable for touch-up. Yeah.